Back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, this week is National Teacher Appreciation Week. And in the middle of it all, today is National School Nurse Appreciation Day. You being a superintendent and having been through, you know, several different school systems in your career, you know, I know you've seen and worked alongside with different nurses alongside, and we have an incredible staff of nurses here in the Sylacauga City School System. Tell us about our guest today and what Ms. Abernathy brings to the table.
So Ms. Abernathy, like I said, is our nurse supervisor for our school system, but she also is the nurse at Sylacauga High School. We are very fortunate that we are able to provide a school nurse for each campus. You know, we were discussing a few minutes ago, you know, I've worked in several different districts, and in those districts, I know when I was in the classroom, we had to share a nurse with another school. Mm-hmm. And it makes it difficult when, you know, situations arise and there's nobody on campus that can take care of you, you know, almost instantly.
Yeah.
You've got to wait for someone to travel from another building. So we are very fortunate to have a nurse in each building. We did have a retirement this year at Pinecrest. We are very, very sad to see her go, but we, you know, are holding interviews next week, hopefully to fill with another school nurse in that building. But I don't think people realize just what all our nurses do day in and day out. You know, it takes everybody working together to ensure that our schools operate the way they need to operate. And so our nurses are there to ensure that our students are healthy and safe, you know, each and every day. And so I thought it might be good for Ms. Nurse Abernathy just to give us a little insight on what school nurses do and what they bring to the table, and just, like I said, how fortunate we are to have the nurses that we do have, and the fortunate to have one at each building is golden.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here, Nurse Tracy Abernathy. Really appreciate your time. Take us back to the beginning. How long have you been a nurse? How long have you been in the Sylacauga City School System?
Thank you for having me here this
Absolutely.
Morning. I have been a nurse since 1995, so this is year 30 for me. And when I think about that, it's unreal. I've been a school nurse for going on 19 years, 17 with Sylacauga City Schools. And when I think about those years and how long that sounds, it's gone by so fast. And that has to be because of the wonderful staff that I've worked with through the years. And the kids, I mean, we're only here for the kids. Of course, the staff as well, but our number one are the children. And that's what keeps bringing us back every day, because some days are hard. Some days are heartbreaking, but you usually find something really happy, something really funny with children, of course, that brings you back day after day, year after year.
So you are at the high school level.
Yes.
I would imagine that the needs of a high school student are different than the needs of a kindergartner.
Well, sometimes you'd be surprised how they kind of are linear.
I'm sure they can probably
relate.
Yeah.
To seniors. But,
sure.
Yes, there are obviously different needs at each level.
Yeah. And so how do you manage when it comes to, you know, children or students, I should say, that need a service that you have to provide? How do you manage that? Take us through what that looks like. What is a typical, I mean, obviously we don't want to get into privacy issues, but what does the range look like that somebody may need, and how do they come to you, and how do you treat them in some capacities?
Well, all four of us have a scheduled day, and that ranges anywhere from 20 to 30, 35 students that we're going to see every day for medications, diabetes treatment, other treatments that I won't get into because it's for privacy.
Sure, sure.
Those are scheduled visits. And then on top of that, you just see different needs.
Yeah.
For an example, we had a child today at Pinecrest that came in with a tick embedded.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
And couldn't safely remove it, so we called the parent.
Got to go to the,
Not go to the ER, but do call the parent.
Sure.
And then today, I had someone in the high school come in just in tears.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just normal.
Could be any
teenage
drama
that we've all been through, but sometimes we're their person to come and talk to the safe place.
Yeah.
And then you have the middle school and, of course, the early elementary. That could be anything.
Yeah.
I was going to say
anything.
Miss Abernethy also works in the afternoons at Bridges at Indian Valley.
Yes, okay.
So she gets to spend the bulk of her day with the oldest students and then after school with the youngest.
Yes.
So I know she's taking care of my boys, boo-boos, at, at Bridges.
It just happens, you know.
Of course.
It just happens, even with my own children. They both have come through the system, and I'll never forget the day I looked up at Indian Valley, and my youngest was sitting patiently in my little waiting area. Mm. I said, "What?" And she had run into a pole.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So right. you just never know what will happen.
What do you enjoy about your job?
Different things, different days. Right now I'm enjoying seeing the excitement of my seniors graduating. You know, I've been with them since they were in kindergarten. So
seeing
that excitement, and they're going to the next step of life and hearing them. So that's right now what I'm enjoying the most. There's just so many things. You know, you go through those different stages of pediatrics with them and adolescence. And every day's just different. I can't even give you an example, except for right now it's my seniors watching them. I had two just jumping up and down the hall this morning because they had passed a test that will take them to be able to work after school.
So that's awesome. What do you talk about your staff a little bit? I know Dr. Eller just mentioned that you have a retirement that's in this, and you're going to have to fill that position. But talk about the staff that is supporting you and how you work together.
I say every time I get the chance, we are beyond blessed with a fabulous staff. I trust my nurses totally and completely. You know, they always let me know what's going on. Call me when they need me, but I know without a doubt those schools are well taken care of. Janet Gordon is our longest standing nurse, even here before me, and she could take care of you in any kind of situation. I trust her infinitely, and her wisdom just of nursing and her judgment skills are amazing, but her technology skills are even better. Mm-hmm. So she helps me tremendously with Piper School. and then Sheila Giddens is my next nurse at Pinecrest, and she's the one that's going to take a little bit of my heart with her when she retires. She is known as She fondly with the students because she just loves them so. And, of course, still gives fantastic nursing care and always is going to err on the side of judgment, but has that huge heart, and she's wonderful at that school. They're going to really miss her. And then our newest nurse is Ashley Williamson, who has been a nurse for over 10 years, but this is her first year with us at Indian Valley, and it's been a stellar year. She's just awesome. She brings a lot of skill to that position, and when you've got 3-year-olds up to 7-year-olds, lots of things can happen within a minute.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it happens 2 or 3 things within that minute.
Right.
And she is so good at delegating and assessing the situation and seeing what needs to be done at that moment and taking care of those kids. But they're awesome. I couldn't do it without them. There's no way.
One of the things that, you know, as you're talking, I'm just thinking about, you know, you're in a setting that is not a typical. When you think of a nurse, you think of a doctor's office, the hospital.
Yes.
And so I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm thinking, well, you know, in that situation, there's like a doctor involved. You answer to the doctor, and like, is there something? But in this instance, obviously, you have Dr. Eller, you have your principals. Right. But when it comes to continuing education for yourself in terms of making sure that you're giving the right care, how do you, along with the staff, go about educating yourself, holding yourself responsible, and then also accountable to ensure that you're giving the students the best care?
Right. Well, as licensed nurses, we're required by the Board of Nursing to earn 24 CEUs. And thankfully, the school system helps us annually. Each summer, they have an Alabama School Nurse Association conference. And they bring lots of vendors and great speakers, but at the bulk of it is our nurse manager from the State Department, and she keeps us up to date on laws and policies because we are held to a different standard because we are alone.
Mm-hmm.
We're not an emergency room. We're not a doctor's office. It's us.
Yeah.
And we do have to practice within our scope, but we're also in a different setting.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where that nursing skill and that nursing judgment comes to. We are, thankfully, the Board of Nursing and the State Department allows us to train medication assistance in the school system. And one of the huge training part is, if you're in question, call us. You do not think you know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We want you to follow these outlines, this policy, and it's usually for giving medication and for field trips, things like that, because, again, we have a nurse on campus. And if we're sure. off, we have a substitute nurse, or we're covering, which is not ideal, but we do what's best. But that's what we do for our license. And then once a year when we have institute, we do a training with our staff, and it's for emergency situations such as asthma attacks, diabetes, if you have to give an EpiPen, life-threatening things. And then, of course, you know, we have AEDs on every campus, but, call 911. Yeah. I'm only one person,
right.
and I'm going to do whatever I can until sure. my backup can get there.
Of course.
Because we are alone. We have great support, but they're not our medical people, you know.
And we have to rely on them
yeah.
for that, you know, medical care and judgment.
It's incredible what you do. And I can just remember being, you know, in elementary school. Of course, I'm not from here, but I can just remember our school nurse was the glue, you know, that held so many things together, you know, whether it was those scrapes that you'd get out at recess on the playground mm-hmm. or, you know, something bigger. And so I could just always remember that nurse in terms of that role was so vital. And so anyway, thank you for what
thank
you do.
You.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and they also do a great job of taking care of the staff too.
Yeah. Right. I was going to say that's true.
Probably.
It's not just the kids that need it.
I was going to say, I went to the nurse as a staff member, just, you know, because they're there
yeah.
and
that's
you know,
right. yeah. our doors are always open.
You know yeah. them and you feel comfortable with them and
sure.
you know,
absolutely. Yeah.
I can't say how many times the nurse helped me out in
yeah.
different situations, and
it's always good to know that you can rely on somebody strong in that way. And it's something that is needed. And so,
definitely.
thank you for
well,
what
you
do,
you.
And thank you to your entire staff. Of course,
yes, they're wonderful.
It's today is the day to appreciate them
yes,
specifically,
yes.
and so yeah, absolutely, and even more so, Teacher Appreciation Week. I know you said the Chamber of Commerce baked some cookies as well.
Yes.
We're showing appreciation for all teachers and, yes. and all roles.
And we've got other community partners that I know that come in and, you know, we'll bring donuts mm-hmm. to the staff.
Yeah.
And just all kinds of things. And but our PTOs, each school has a parent-teacher organization. And each school PTO has aligned different activities and goodies for the entire staff for the
mm-hmm.
whole week. And
right.
we just so appreciate our parents, you know, just taking the reins on that and, you know, providing breakfasts and lunches and treats and,
yeah,
you know, just all kinds of things that just show a little bit of appreciation.
Absolutely.
For our folks in the trenches each and every day.
Goes a long way.
It does. Yeah. It does. Yeah. Thank you to any and all educators, teachers that are in the classroom that have an impact on our students. It means so much, and oftentimes you don't get thanked. And really, you know, educators are the backbone of our community, you know, having that direct impact on our students. So thank you, Nurse Abernathy. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Of
thank
course.
You for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you, Dr. Eller, for another great edition of this week's show.
Yes. Thank you.